Hello, everyone, and welcome to Under the Cap. Joining us today, Packers running back Ryan Grant. Ryan, from the team's perspective, your return is working out wonderfully. How's it working out from your perspective?
It's been good. Three wins, I can't complain with that. That's the best thing. Each week, I've been more involved and I felt more comfortable.
Now, let's kind of hit rewind a little bit and talk about when you first came back and Mike McCarthy made a point of announcing, when he announced your signing, that the team, when you walked in, gave you a big ovation. Now, you kind of downplayed that when you met the press. I was there. You downplayed it. However, that's pretty cool. That is pretty cool because it says what the guys really think about you. I mean, in their respect for you. So could you talk about that experience a little bit?
We were in the middle of a walkthrough while I was signing the contract, so I was a little late technically to it. And when I came downstairs, I tried to quietly walk in, but everybody noticed, and I think Aaron started it. And a bunch of guys, everybody just kind of fell in line. And it felt good. You know, I downplayed, of course, but at the same time, it did feel good to know that the guys, there's a level of respect, at least for the way I go about things.
You played for Washington for about a month, but other than that, you're kind of out of football, and you were asked a question about, did you ever think this is it? And you said something to the effect that, well, I think if you allow yourself to think those kind of thoughts, then you're not going to be ready when your opportunity comes. Has that been the case? And could you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, that's what I said regarding if there had been thoughts, doubting thoughts. And I said no. And it let me know, because I didn't have those thoughts, it let me know that I was still in it. And I'm mentally attached and physically attached, because I do feel the moment you start to have those thoughts of this may be it, this may be it, that's, you know, one step back from your preparation, one step back from your determination and get back. So at the end of the day, at some point in time, every one of us is going to be it. And I'm no different from anybody else in this game. So I understand that. But I'm hoping that I'm one of those guys that isn't ready to just because I know that preparation wise I'll be ready to go. And if I know, that's how I know when I'll be ready to step away, because if I don't want to prepare for this game, that's how I know it's time to step away.
Fifth all-time leading rusher, 4,000 plus yards, one of only three backs in franchise history to record back-to-back 1,200 yard seasons. Okay, you hold the single game rushing record for the playoffs and the single game touchdown record for the playoffs with three for running back, okay? And the other thing, you were the third fastest to 3,000 rushing yards in this team's franchise history. Now that is all pretty heady stuff. I don't know if you ever stopped to think about it. But what's really crazy about this is that came on passing teams. Is there an S on the chest? I mean, have you ever stopped to think about, you're ranking right up there in Packer annals in a lot of different areas.
Not really. I guess at some point in time, hopefully, I can look back at that and smile, when I look at the legacy, I guess, for my time with the Packers. But there's too much that I want to do forward right now. So there's a lot of football left, and I'm just going to take advantage of the time I have while here. And then when it's all said and done, then I'll probably look back and enjoy it.
Now, I don't know how you look at your running style, but it's a physical. Would you agree it's a physical style?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't shy away from lowering that head and shoulder in there. And so, in a sense, I was thinking about yourself, and I think, he kind of runs kind of angry. Because you're not maybe backing away from the rough stuff. But you're not like an angry guy. I mean, so how does it all balance out?
When you look at this game, I think that from our position, this is an aggressive game, it's a chaotic game. And as a running back, I like to see backs who run with passion and run hard. I know that no running back likes getting hit. I think you might think some backs like getting hit, but the way I've always thought is that if I can get to them as faster than they can get to me and hit them before they hit me, they're going to feel it too, because I know defenders don't like getting hit either. So I've always taken that approach, and I don't want to play in this game. If I feel like I'm not running hard, it's time to shut it down. As long as I can run hard and physically, I can attack defenses and run from that place. I think of myself as a slasher, not necessarily like just a bruiser, but I won't shy away because I know that can wear on defenses. And at the same time, as they don't want to tackle sometimes, and you can run through a lot of the trash.
You guys pay a price now. You got 11 crazies, and their sole ambition in life is to get a helmet. Get a helmet on them.
Yeah.
Your job is tough, isn't it? It is tough.
It can be. It definitely can take a toll. I guess I say the running backs don't last. But at the same time, that's why it's our job to take care of your body. And I talk, when I talk to the young guys about franchise backs and what teams are looking for in franchise backs, I told them the number one thing is durability and accountability, and that's showing up. And half the battle to being one of the top backs in the league, if you look across the league, half the battle is just showing up every week and being able to, being able to play for your team and that your team can count on you as a back.
I read somewhere where you got a brother who's like the lead singer in a rock band, something
yes,
like
you
that.
Did,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm sure you guys compare notes. Okay, what's a cooler job? Is it being a rock star or is it being a pro football player? What's the cooler thing?
If you talk to him, he'd probably say me, and if you talk to me, I'll say him. He's my best friend. My brother is awesome. He's one of the smartest guys I know. And actually a way better athlete, way more of an athlete than I ever was. But really, he motivates me. We push each other. We feed off each other. And we're proud of each other, not because of what we do, but just because we do. And that's how my family's motto has been. It's not about what you do, it's about how you do it. And our approach is the same. We're competitors. We go hard in everything that we do.
My final question for you is how you did something. This is going back to the playoffs after the 07 season. You guys are playing Seattle out here. And you get off to a lousy start. A very un-Ryan Grant-like start. You lose a couple fumbles in the first minute and change. Mm-hmm. I mean, what is this? This doesn't happen. Now, I know about like 90% of the guys in the league, they're done for the. I mean, you couldn't start that way and have the mental strength to overcome it. Ryan Grant goes on that snowy afternoon and sets a Packer record for rushing yards, 201 yards, 3 touchdowns. And how did you do that? Because it couldn't have been going worse. really? I mean, how did you do that?
Support and the focus and confidence that I have personally. My confidence doesn't waver. I've been through a lot worse things than anything that'll happen on that field. So my confidence will never waver from that place. I love football to death, and I know what I put in, so it's hard and you get frustrated with things, but that's the nature of the game. That's what I love about football. You have to be able to, that next play. It's never as good and it's never as bad. Now, so my confidence was fine. Whether or not I knew that I might not ever see the field again just because of the coaches, but if I do, I'll be fine. And I got that support from right away from Brett when he walked over to me and said, hey, man, if anybody's messed up in games, it's been me. You're good to go. Let's just go take it. And, fortunately, it was early on in the game, so we did that a lot of time. And right away, a lot of the guys, from Greg, Driver, all the wide receivers, they all came over to me. The linemen came over and said, let's just, we're good to go.
Yeah.
And I wanted to prove them. The coaches told me, let's get back on that saddle. We're going to ride you. And I felt like, confidence-wise, I was good to go. And fortunately, things worked out.